Listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Oneonta, New York.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 26th, WONY is hosting Hollowony in the Hunt Union Waterfront Ballroom from 6 to 9 p.m. It is a free live music event with music by Boiler Room, Life Skills, and Rippin' the Bones. Arrive between 6 and 6:30 to enter the costume contest. On Friday, October 27th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting Dragon Guide Family Feud from 5 to 6 p.m. in Union Square in Hunt Union. On Saturday, October 28th, Club Odyssey is hosting Club Night. For more information, see their Instagram. Finally, on Sunday, October 29th, Mask and Hammer Club is presenting I and You at 2 p.m. for the last showing in the Hamblin Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 24th, join the school for Club Jeopardy happening at 9 p.m. over at the Waterfront Room.
On Tuesday, join the Jewelry Making Club at 7 p.m. in Hunt Union's Union Square. On Wednesday, February 26th, join the Office of Student Care from 5 to 7 p.m. for a drum circle over at Lee Hall in the Meditation Room. On Thursday, February 27th, join Hippies for Hope at Human Ecology 132 for a tie-dye event.
Also happening Thursday, there's a photo exhibit hosted by the Office of Equity and Inclusion. This is happening from 4 to 5:30 p.m. over at the Great Room. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked. The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Welcome to the podcast.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this.
There is a book shop.
The Eagle has landed.
Hello? Hello? Oh, not when these headphones are not connected. This is Living on Mars, a show created by Mars Lizama or Marvin Lizama, on air Thursdays 12 to 1. I almost said the wrong time. But yeah, thanks for tuning in today. We're going to have a kind of calm vibe. I want to start off with a Biba Doobie song. I know, it's so crazy. No one's heard of her ever again. Like, no one's ever heard of her, right? Like, it's so low-key. But we'll get into the Biba Doobie lore later about what's happening with her online and stuff. But this song is California by Biba Doobie.
Spending too much time out in California. Never met.
grab it. Hello? Wait, can you test it now?
Hello?
Hey!
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, fire.
Hey, wait, there's headphones by your, like, side?
Hold on.
Yosh.
Oh, they're so nicely wrapped.
Oh, yeah, they are low-key. But hey, everyone who's listening, thanks for tuning in on Living on Mars. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow, that was really good, actually.
So, recapping what this show is, if you're tuning in, this show is created by Mars Lazama, Marvin Lazama, where he rants about his young adult life. If you like to hear ranting, laughing, awkward pauses, and silly tunes, listen to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta on Thursdays 12 to 1. Or you can also look us up on WONYFM.org, not .com, because .org is a different website. But we have someone on our show today. There's a trainee. I would love for them to introduce themselves and, like, give a breakdown of their name, grade, and major.
Okay, hello. Yo. Can you hear me good? Okay, yeah. Perfect. My name is Alani Mendez. I am a first-year communications major with a double minor in media studies and queer and trans studies. Super excited to be here. I'm training to be a DJ, and I hope I'm cleared in the next 2 weeks or so.
Yup. No, truly, like, becoming a DJ in, like, the station is so fun. It's such a, like, how would I explain it? Like, it's not as, like, stressful as people can imagine it to be. Literally, we come on here and we all do whatever we kind of want, just like play our music, have fun, rants, and just like, I think that's just the premise of college radio. It's just like us, like, having fun in college and just playing our music. So that being said, playing music, me trying to find any transition, but like, I want to talk about a Tiny Desk thing. So if you're if you listened to my show last semester, or if you didn't, actually, it doesn't really matter. But I usually like to play music on my shows, like acoustic guitar and just singing. And so I want to bring that back again. And so starting next week, I know break is coming up, but I think starting next week, I'm going to come in and start playing live music. So if you're interested in that, tune in next Thursday. We're going to play sad girl music and live, and we're just going to have a vibe. And so if you like that type of vibe, tune in every Thursdays at 12. There's also a call-in station, so if you want to call and talk to us off air or on air, please call our number. We are 607-436-2711. But yeah, we're gonna play another song right now, and then we'll get back into talking. But again, if you want to call and talk to us off air, the number is 607-436-2711. But yeah, so this song is called Stars. Thank you, Paige, for putting me onto this song, because I love.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
Fly to
All right, so we're going to talk a little bit, or I guess I'm going to go in here and talk because I can't. Why not? And so hope everyone's having a good Thursday. Hope everyone's like enjoying their day. We're nearing the end of the week. This weekend is going to be literally amazing. Like, what are you talking about? Challenge. But I was just yapping, or like we were just yapping here in the studio, just talking about like life on campus versus off campus, and just talking about like how that makes us feel, or I guess just like makes me feel. And I really like off campus. I will say that like my biggest kind of blocker, but not really blocker, more so something that I'm struggling with, is having to cook dinner every night. Like, Jesus, that's so hard. Like, having to come up with first of all, I'm really tired having to leave campus from a full day of classes and like club stuff or extracurricular stuff. Bro, I have to come home and cook dinner. What? Like, no. Like, let's not do that, bro. Like, I'd be so not feeling it at all. I'd be getting home so tired and everything. So, like, let me play this song again so it doesn't repeat. But, yeah, off-campus versus on-campus is awesome. I miss living in Grant. It was right close to Mills and Will's breakfast. There is, like, I don't know how breakfast is now at Will's, but, like, me acting like it's been that long ago, it's only been like a semester, bro. Like, it's a semester or two, but like, just like, I guess, like how accessible it was to get an omelet. Like, I miss that. Like, and I'm not paying for the dining plan this year, so it's like having to like really cook for yourself is one of the bigger things that I'm facing. But I'm wondering if, like, anyone listening here is, like, also has an opinion about that. So feel free to call if that's the case. And let me know, like, on campus versus off campus, what is your thoughts / rants about your week? Thinking about my week, what's February 27th, Thursday? Jesus, I come on here and every time I get the chance to talk, I only complain about my math classes. And so I will do so and continue to do so because math is absolutely atrocious. It's not something that I recommend to anybody. And I'm sure, like, most people feel the way I do too. But it's so, so freaking, like, I get frustrated. Like, I sit in class and I always just, like, think to myself, when am I ever going to have to use, like, the shell method in my real life outside of this? I don't know why it just brings so much frustration to me, and I fear that, like, it's bringing me down. I'm taking a poetry class, and that's actually like the, like, what can I say, it's like the what's the word, it's kind of what I look forward to every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Just because I'm taking Calculus 2 and Discrete Maths, and so having to take a non-mathematical technical course, like, throughout the day, like, keeps me, I guess, grounded and just a less anxious classroom environment. My professor for Maths, who is, like, an absolute, like, sarcastic, like, unserious type of professor, and so, like, a lot of the times you kind of don't know when he's being serious. And so nothing about his person that, like, says he's a bad teacher, but it's just like, I'm used to having teachers who, like, specifically for math, who are just so, actually about everything. So it's like, what? A fun math teacher is crazy, but I can't focus. I really can't focus. I swear I have ADHD. Oh my gosh. But, truly, that class, it's something. Poetry class, and then also a intro to editing and publishing class is something I'm taking as well. I love those classes. Those are my two favorite classes this semester, just because it's obviously not math, but it's more so allowing me to extend my English more, write better, just I guess like create pieces better. I want to write songs and I want to do so many more things with music. And so these two classes, like the poetry class and the publishing and editing class, will, I believe, help me get to that, you know. And so like I'm excited for what these classes entail and everything coming for the semester and also break. I guess we can talk about break a little bit. Do you want to talk about like what you're gonna be doing for break? I'll talk a little. Okay, wait, yo. Break is starting next Friday. Friday till I think the 17th of March.
Thank God.
Right?
Thank God.
Oh, back to the living off campus thing and on campus. I can stay in Oneonta as long as I want because technically I have an apartment, which is awesome.
Right.
But when do I want to go home? I don't know. You said Friday, right?
Yeah, I want to leave. Everyone's like clearing out on Friday. Like I swear, everyone I know.
Yeah.
Is
same.
Like I'm out as soon as my last class ends, so I'm trying to figure out how I'm getting home.
No, for real. What's it called? I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, if I go home, like, I'm from Queens. Where are you from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Period! We love. Going back home to the city is so fun when you have things to do planned out. Like, but, like, if I'm gonna go home and I really don't have anything, like, on in mind, like, to do, I'm just like, well... What am I gonna really go home for when I am technically home a little bit? Like, this is my new home. But I want to play this other song in the background. It's kind of crazy to switch it up in the middle of it. But do you have any plans for your break? Like, what do you kind of hope to or aspire to do?
Practice at home, unfortunately. A lot of practice. A lot of practice for my dances. Love you, OK Crew.
Love.
but... Also, I'm probably going to see my friends. I think, like, all my friends go to CUNY's, like, a lot of them. And so our breaks don't match up, unfortunately. So I have to, like, figure out, based on their schedules, like, when we can meet. But I have been craving kimchi fried rice from this specific place in K-Town for, like, every single time I'm here. And I'm not home. I want this kimchi fried rice so bad. If you guys are ever in K-Town, Woojerip, I think, is the way to say it.
Wait, say it again.
Woojerip?
Okay.
It's like Woojerip. It is so good. I think about their kimchi fried rice at least like two times a day. Like, I really miss it. Unfortunately, Mills kimchi fried rice cannot compare.
Uh-uh.
But yeah, so me and my friends are going to go to K-Town because they go to FIT. So it's pretty close. So I used to go there all the time in high school because I went to school. Like, I went to school right next to FIT. So K-Town were my stomping grounds.
Wait, low-key, you should tell... Explain what a CUNY is. I think people know what a SUNY versus CUNY is, actually. But go ahead and explain in case.
This explanation. Okay, so a CUNY is a city university of New York, right? Mm-hmm, it's just colleges in New York City. So that's like Hunter and FIT and Baruch. I don't know if any of this is making sense to anyone, but those are colleges in the city.
Wait, this sounds like home. Like,
oh, man. City soon, though. We're so back.
We're so back very soon. We just got one more weekish, and then we're back, and we're going to be thriving in the city. I love how everyone, as in people from the city, like, we just thrive back home. Yeah. Just flourish and just, like, but K-Town is awesome. If you guys ever want to do karaoke and you're in K-Town, go to the market. Like, I don't know the name of the market. It's, like, this massive, like, market type of, like, place. What is it called? I'm too lazy to look on
like the food hall.
Yes.
Oh yeah, the food hall. Yeah,
it's like a number 30 something food.
Yeah, the food hall is like actually like main like place ever. I feel like everyone I know is always in there.
Yes, I literally went there one time over break and I saw someone from Oneonta and I was like I was like, I saw their sweater, they had the red dragon on it, and I was like, you go to Oneonta? And they were like, yeah. They were snooty, and I was like, what?
Oh my God.
I was like with my friends from Florida because they were visiting New York. Actually, it wasn't a break. It was just a random weekend.
Okay.
And I was like, let's go to the food gallery. Yeah, something
like
that.
Yeah, the food gallery. I love the food gallery. Yes. It's so packed in there all the time, though, but the karaoke is really good.
Yeah, it's like a really cheap place if you want to do karaoke for funsies, and if you have cash on you, like, go in there for sure. But, like, I was waiting for a room and eating in that lounge on the second floor, and literally, like, a whole posse of Onianta people. And I was like, oh, my God, you guys go to Oni? And they were like, yeah. Like, their response to it was so, like,
okay,
like, icky. And I was like, oh, I go to Onianta, too. And they're like, okay. Like, and then I turned around and they were like, and then, like, I heard them, like, snickering. And I was like, oh, God, am I being weird? Like, what's happening?
No, you just saw someone who goes to your school.
That's And I feel like that's a big deal because Onianta, like, is pretty small.
We're pretty underground in India, actually.
Like, like, actually. But, no, truly, Onianta is super small. And maybe I'm just very naive and maybe it isn't that small. But seeing someone at the food gallery, like, with Oni, like, merch, I was like, what? What? Like, in a way, like, that was insane to me. But yes, we love that place. If you're listening and you're like, want to go to K-Town, or if you're interested in getting Korean food, kimchi fried rice, stop at K-Town because we love. There's also like H-Mart on in K-Town that's really nice. I get the ramen there all the time. I get like this bulldog carbonara ramen, which is like the pink one, the pink packaging. Love that down. It's so delicious. Let's start talking about food. Wait,
let's lock into this quickly.
Let's lock in. Like, what are our favorite foods to enjoy in the city?
Ooh.
I love a little ramen. Like, not like ramen I can make at home, but like ramen I can buy at a restaurant. Like, actual, like, let's sit down and have some like ramen, like with the egg and everything.
Yeah.
Love ramen. I think that if they had like a ramen shop from like the city, like in Oni, I'd be there 24/7.
Yes.
Love that. That's my kind of answer. What are your favorite foods in
I'm
the city?
I literally think I just go to K-Town so often that it's gonna be Korean food. Like, anything that like I get the same thing kind of like every single time when I go to Wirdrip, where it's I don't know, I'm not saying that right. It's okay though. It's okay.
No, it's okay.
I get kimchi fried rice, and then I get a side of kimchi. I really like kimchi. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's actually, I'm really sad that I can't just have kimchi all the time here because I really love it.
Yeah.
And so I always get a side of kimchi with my kimchi fried rice, and I get like bibimbap.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's like my like core. Like, that's like every time. And it's really funny because like I'll be up here and be like, oh, like, yeah, haha, like I miss like random fast food they have in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But like I will literally never get it when I'm back. I just will only go to K-Town.
Like, literally.
Like, I just love Korean food a lot. Not in the city though. My mom makes a fire baked mac and cheese. Like, I think about it so often. I'm gonna tell her actually when we get out of here that I want baked mac and cheese when I come back home, because
yes.
I love mac and cheese so
much. And you're Puerto Rican too,
yes,
right? Like, does your mom make good like what is it, like arroz con gandules,
yes,
or like what's a very traditional Puerto Rican dish?
Pasteles.
Yep.
We like, my mom doesn't make them herself, but she like, I was like, we don't like build them ourselves, like, you know, but like we my mom cooks them really well, and she serves them with a really good arroz candule.
Yes.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Oh, pernil, like,
yes,
Puerto Ricans be,
yes,
don't mess with a Puerto Rican's pernil, bro. Like, they don't play.
Oh my gosh,
like
I love
pernil.
Yes.
My mom isn't, well, we're Honduran,
okay,
and we're not like, I guess, like in association to Puerto Rican, Dominican, mm-hmm, like not that like Hispanic, but
yeah,
my mom still tries her best to make pernil for Christmas and everything, and like,
so
she tries, and I wish it's as just as like, you know, tasty as like a Puerto Rican would, or like a Puerto Rican restaurant, but like, it's still good. Love mom, love her pernil.
Love mom.
But no, we love pernil.
Yes, actually just next time we're in the city, let's all just eat dinner at my house.
Yes. Like, what part of Brooklyn are you from?
I'm from Williamsburg.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's tea.
Yeah, if you ever, like, it's actually really funny because I used to think we're, like, not, like, where it was, like, underground or whatever, but, like, all the jokes about Myrtle Broadway, like, that's where I live. Like,
oh,
I live on Myrtle Broadway.
My gosh.
Yeah, like, which is actually really funny. Like, that little Checkers and the Dunkin', like, that's, like, that is my home.
Wait, yeah. I love you even more for that now. Like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, so I live in Myrtle Broadway, and, like, right by Market Hotel. I haven't been yet, though. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, so I live there. Like, literally, it's my home, like, stop. I take the M to school all the time.
Oh my God. Now y'all heard it here first, guys. Like, true New Yorker here. But we're going to wrap up our show right now because it's time to close the hour. That's right. And I want to play this last song. It's part of a rotation. It's by Slaughterhouse. It's called DNA. You're hearing it in the background right now. But thanks for coming on our show and talking. Like, this is so awesome.
Like,
yes. So make sure you tune in for the rest of the shows today and the rest of this week. And your show is coming in maybe this semester, next semester.
Hopefully this semester. Lock in one. Like, I think I'm almost there. I just gotta hit up the rest of this training, and I should hopefully be cleared soon.
Yay! So look for that on the schedule on WoniFM.com. But again, this is Living on Mars. My name is Mars Lazama, and you're listening to Living on Mars on Thursdays, 12 to 1. I mean, yeah, 12 to 1.
Looks like you want it after all this time. Skyscrapers couldn't make the world all right. Three plastic bubbles float above your. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even the whale. The vinyl was stacked on the table with care, in hopes that Spirocco soon would be there. The DJs were planning their holiday shows in the basement of alumni, 'cause that's how it goes. With finals week coming and stress levels high, relax for a moment with WONY. Happy holidays from WONY Oneonta. And don't forget to keep it locked this holiday season.
What's one of your favorite memories?
That's a tough question. Well, there was this one time I went camping with my parents in a forest back when I was maybe like 8 or 9. And I can remember one night we were laying out in our hammocks and we were just